You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who gives edible undies as gifts just because they taste good, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Kicking off hour number two on this great Tuesday night in the state of Wisconsin, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Winter Wonderland, Nikki. That's what we have here in Green Bay. It's white outside.
It's chilly out.
It's chilly. Terry from Wausau says, Mickey's monkey on the Google machine. He's in the 715, or she. I don't know what that means, Conrad. Is there a theme song we missed out on?
Maybe they're helping name the show.
Maybe Mickey, you meant to say
he may say Nikki's monkey, Mino and the mayor and the monkey. Mm-hmm. Well, those are fighting words, Terry.
Right.
I don't think Nikki likes it.
And I was very enthusiastic initially, like, oh, yeah. Oh, wait,
I don't know about the monkey's theme song. I don't know.
Hey,
A for effort, though, Terry. If we're getting it wrong, please feel free to text back. But we need a nickname.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah, we need a nickname for Mickey when she joins Mino and the Mayor. Mino and the Mayor and the
Remember the show, Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place?
Yeah.
Like, that's what we need.
Yeah.
Like two bozos abroad in a morning show.
I think you just rebranded the show inadvertently.
TM, I got it. Registered trademark already.
Listen, let's get Todd on the horn. We'll run it by him.
He's probably already sleeping. He's
He'll make
go
a
to,
face, yep. And then we'll move on. Yep. All right, so we're going to do our quiz. This is our baseball and baseball movie quiz. Nikki comes from a baseball family. I come from a family that played baseball on the intramural level.
Yes.
We are moderate athletes at best, but I'm going to do my best. I do like movies. I've seen several baseball movies, although I will say it's been a long time since I've seen some of these. So I don't know. I might not get them.
And when we start talking about, like, I'm sort of nervous, right?
Are
because
you
think okay. you know.
Yeah.
And you know until you don't, or you know what I mean? Like, this could be embarrassing for one
I'm
of us.
I'm fully expecting to be completely verbally
depanced. I did not
make
it hard. It is not that hard.
All right. So whoever hits the bell first,
okay.
Is that how it works? It's like Family Feud?
For a multiple choice, you both give your answers, and then whoever gets it right.
But what if we, so there's no, it's not like a speed round. If
no,
we just
no.
get it right,
there's
we both get points.
There's definitely speed.
Okay.
Do you want to make it fun, Pete?
Well, I'm saying, do we?
This is not a gentleman's game.
We just shout
game.
Out the answer,
correct.
Right? Okay. All right. Fair enough. Nikki's getting competitive.
Yes.
The glasses are going on. The readers are on.
All right.
And all right. The bell is insignificant, correct?
Yes, but I will probably ring it just
if
because I'm enthusiastic.
Right. Wait, you yeah. have your questions. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Yes, use your words.
For the role of Nuke in Bull Durham in 1988, who was cast?
Timothy Robbins.
Oh.
I didn't even read.
Well, who
I
needs
knew that
the
too.
Multiple choices? When,
why am I ringing the bell? We just went over that, and I know it was Tim Robbins. That's going to be the one question I would have known. All right, Nikki's ahead.
Are you sure it wasn't Bill Nye the Science Guy?
I am absolutely sure. Yep.
But how many points does she get?
All
just,
of them.
Just one.
Okay.
All right. I need a writing stick.
Nikki, a writing stick?
Right. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
I'm keeping score over here.
Oh, are you, Conrad?
I am.
Doesn't mean we
all
can't
right.
double check.
Okay.
Nikki's got one. Okay.
All right. Continue.
Which famous baseball player's autographed ball was used?
Babe Ruth. Yep. The Sandlot.
You know what? I'm getting a call. I'm going to have to excuse myself.
Baby Ruth.
That's Caddyshack.
No, he calls it Baby Ruth, remember? Some
oh, yeah.
girl signed it by the name of Ruth. Baby Ruth. Babe Ruth. All right.
All right. I got some ground to make up here. Okay.
All right. So what movie is this? When an accident miraculously gives a boy incredible, powerful
Rookie
pitching arm.
Thanks for
did
playing.
Did I get that right?
You
yeah.
did.
Yes.
Schwabba, welcome to the
Look
game.
At me. Pulling a Zerjav, getting on the board there.
All right. So.
Two to one, Nikki's up.
Yep, yep. So, played by Jimmy Fallon in the movie
Fever
Pitch.
Oh,
yep.
God, that was that first pitch. I couldn't
yep.
think
go
of
ahead.
It.
Go ahead.
What was Ben's favorite team?
Boston Red Sox.
Yes.
Boom.
Okay. Tie game. That's
deuce.
Fine.
Deuce it up. That didn't sound right.
Okay.
I meant that to be like we're tied. Deuce, you know, love. My, deuce.
Right. Oh,
I, so I tennis. Made this quiz as I thought you were giving it to Dickie. So this
Dickie,
is going to be.
Who's Dickie?
Did I say Nick. Dickie?
I thought you said Dickie.
I said Nicky.
Mine called the mayor and Dickie. I've been called a lot of things.
That's okay.
So this one's going to be easy for you, though.
Oh. All right.
Well, why don't we?
She got off to a 2-0 lead. I think we're.
Yeah, okay.
You didn't even get to the multiple choices.
Yeah, right.
So, who plays Harry Doyle's Bob Uecker's partner in the booth? Hint: he was on Nightlight. Is it A. Rob Thomas, B. Skip Gripparis, C. Larry Sanders, or D. Bob Dylan?
B. B for boy. B. I win.
Why didn't you say it?
Because I'm a good host, Conrad. 3-2. Nikki's up. First, I thought you meant Bob Uecker, Harry Doyle.
No, his partner.
Yeah, okay. It's not the best color man in the business for nothing.
I was going to bring Miller Lite, but I didn't think that was...
Can you drink on the radio? Is that legal? I mean, I wouldn't. I'm just.
I mean, Bob Uecker did, so...
True.
That was just in
well,
TV.
Harry Doyle did.
Harry Doyle did.
Harry Doyle
as a fictional character, you can. Yeah, okay.
And I am the fictional character right now. All right, next question. I got a game to win here.
All right,
come on.
Take it easy, Dickie. All right, here we go.
Did you just call me Dickie too? Jesus, it's not that hard.
It's a callback. I was trying to see if it stuck. It's not working.
Set up.
We'll go in a different direction.
Who was the great Bambino?
Babe Ruth.
Nickie got it first. Mm-hmm, 4-2.
Keep going. All right, you're a little slow, Conrad.
What year does The Sandlot take place?
Oh.
A, 1999.
No.
B, 1962. C, 1843. D, 2025.
B. 1962.
It's B.
Is that 1962?
Yes.
All I had to do was say the letter.
Correct.
I didn't remember the word. I'm losing a lot. Is it 4-2? Or?
It is. No, it's
5-2.
5-2. Mm-hmm, 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 all right. Mm-hmm. The kidding around is pretty much over.
Too much talkie.
All right. In the Sandlot, when the boys go to the fair, what gets them sick? Is it
tobacco? Big Chief, the best.
It is. 6-2. All right. Here's the thing. At least I know these. I'm not as fast. I'm not getting them as quickly as you are, but most of these I know.
That's cute.
A couple of
them. Right. That's really cute.
In Fever Pitch, who throws out the first pitch on opening day that Ben and Lindsay attend?
Liza Minnelli.
It is A, Stephen King.
Oh.
B, Jimmy Fallon. C, Pete Schwabba. Hmm. Or D, Derrick Rose.
B.
It's A.
It's B.
Jimmy Fallon threw it out.
Did he? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay. No. Sorry.
He's being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Who's A again?
Stephen King.
Oh. Threw out the first pitch?
It was A, but.
Right. It was,
you said
but
B.
It was at the actual game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Pete said Jimmy Fallon, who.
Who was in the movie.
Who plays Ben.
Was kind of
have you
I
ever
have trouble
seen that
watching.
Movie?
Barely. I'm not a huge.
It was. I think it was a pretty funny movie.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think it was a Farrelly Brothers movie. I have no doubt it was funny. I'm not a huge Jimmy Fallon fan. I have to be honest.
Really?
So it is 7-2.
Okay, 7-2.
Yeah. I mean.
Wait. Did you give her that point?
Yeah. Because
you
I
said
won
B.
It.
You said Jimmy.
So
Fallon.
She got it by default.
No, I got it because it was right, and it was Stephen King.
Okay.
So. Who wins the World Series in a league of their own? The Milwaukee Brewers, the Green Bay Rockers, the Racine Bells, or the Houston Texans?
The
Three.
C.
C.
The C.
We should both get that one. I did say
letters and numbers.
Okay.
When I was in doubt, I Charlied out. Okay,
all right,
so we
here's
both
the last one before.
Last one. Wow.
For all, maybe like this is Pete's
no, then
big
we go
comeback?
To the, then we go to the video.
Oh,
and you
the
get
clips.
2 points for the clips.
Yes, I'm still
ooh.
In this.
And the. It's the last one of the clips, you get 7 points.
Oh.
Wow.
Yep.
Making it up as
there's
he goes.
There's some
I
like mathy math going on here.
So who is the hit leader for the Brewers all time? Is it A, Ryan Braun, B, Prince Fielder, C, Robin Yount, or D, Bernie Brewer?
C.
It is.
Yes. That was Kip and Napoleon. Yes.
Yeah. But my lips hurt real bad.
My lips hurt real bad.
It is 8-4.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah.
When did he get a fourth point?
Just now, when I guessed the right
that
answer.
That was 3. That was to bring you to 3.
No, he got the League
oh,
of Their
oh,
Own
oh,
point.
Oh, yeah. Fine. Oh, that was cute. Okay.
Spot on.
That's nice.
I've never been more right.
Hmm. All right.
Okay. We still have a couple. We can do like two clips.
And this is audio or?
Yes.
Okay.
Why only two?
Before the break.
Oh, okay. It sounded so final. All right. Clip time.
So you get 2 points if you get it right.
All right.
Okay. So just shout it out when you know it. Here's the first one.
Here, Henry, you throw it.
Well, what's okay. the question?
Here goes.
We just have to guess the movie.
This is Rookie of the Year. This is Armin.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. it is.
Nikki's got 10. 10 to 4.
10 to 4.
I pretty much have to run the table.
Big stinking cheese. You know what always bothered me about that movie? As a mom, I don't know that I would just give my kid 3 tickets and send 3 young boys into Wrigley Field by themselves, unattended. Just
how
saying.
Old were they?
Young. 10, maybe.
Yeah, that's kind of young.
12? Anyway.
We used to, my mom and my aunt used to put us on the Irving Park bus on Ladies' Day at Wrigley. Tuesdays was Ladies' Day, so it would be my mom and my aunt. We had 5 kids. They had 4. And my buddy Billy Amato would go with us. So 10 kids. If you could carry a kid, you got it. That kid got in free. You mm-hmm. could bring your own cooler. Like, that's when it was fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
We used to go down and watch batting practice, and we could move down to the good
yes.
seats when the game started.
That's
before
amazing.
It became so crazy corporate.
Right,
you know?
Right, right, right.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
And the Cubs are terrible. So.
Yeah.
Ah. All right. We have
kind of like
one more.
Your trivia ability.
I've got 4 points.
Sure.
It's nothing.
It's very respectable. Very respectable.
All right. 10 to 4.
You've lapped me. It's 10 to 4. Wow.
All right. All right, here's
is this the one that's worth 7 points?
No.
That's the last one.
No, this is oh, okay.
this here we go. Here's
okay.
Shut up, idiot. Moron!
Sandlot.
Butt sniffer.
Who got that one?
Fart sniffer.
You did Pete.
I thought I didn't say the word right, but I said it first. I said Sandberg. All right, so that's 2. So I've got 6. All right, 10 to 6.
Oh, yeah.
We're in it. We're in it to win it. Do we have time for another one?
No.
No. All right. So Nikki and I are taking the quiz. Nikki Zergev is here, folks. And can you stick around just to solidify your win for one
yeah,
more segment?
I can. Okay. Yeah, my championship lap.
Oh, man. 10 to 6. We'll see what happens. It's anybody's game at this point. When I say anybody's, I mean Nikki's. So come back. It's Pete Schwab at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, so Steady Eddie is chiming in a little earlier tonight, which is great. He's in the 608. He says, Pete, possible name for radio show. Morning Light with Miss Nikki and those other two guys.
Yes, I like that. I like Steady Eddie.
Steady Eddie's great. He says, favorite Cheers character. Don't remember his name, but it's that one guy who says a lot of dumb stuff.
I think his name.
Coach or Woody?
Woody.
It's got to be Woody.
How about Woody's one-hit
How
wonder?
I don't know Woody, Eddie.
Woody and his song, Kelly.
Kelly, 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 Kelly. Yeah, Woody ended up on the Boston City Council somehow. Like, I doubt that. That kind of that was their version of jumping the shark, I think.
He is not a Mensa card member, not a card-carrying member.
But what a career. How you parlay that role into he's a mega movie star
oh, yeah.
who gets the coolest roles ever.
Right.
People just love that guy, I think. Great text. Thank you, Steady Eddie. Tomorrow night on the show, KP Anderson will be here. He was the executive producer of The Soup, and he's a TV writer. Very excited to talk to KP. And then comedian, Conrad, did you send? Oh, Ben Katzner will be here. He's performing in Green Bay this Saturday night. Minneapolis comedian, will be joining us tomorrow in the second hour. So that's tomorrow. We have Nikki Zirjev. We have her for a few more minutes, and she's I'm getting waxed, basically, in this quiz. You're up 10-6.
You can come back.
I can. There's still time. Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Allegedly.
All right. The kidding around is pretty much over.
Yep.
Let's get back to the quiz. Nikki's up 10-6. It's
buckle
a baseball
down.
Movie quiz.
Buckle down. Buckle
guess,
down.
Guess the clip. Guess the
song. We're going to win. We're going to win.
We're going to win. You're
going to
win. You stink. You're going to win. You're
a League of Their Own.
Oh, the back of the bus.
Got him!
And all
Lou, let him change.
It's okay.
It's 10-8, ladies and gentlemen. Schwab back within striking distance.
All right.
All right.
I'm a little disappointed in myself. That one.
Next clip.
I waited for you to guess because I wasn't 100% sure, but
don't
I thought if I guessed
here.
After you.
Don't be a gentleman.
I was being kind of a weasel, actually. I was trying to piggyback into that one. All right.
The thing is, I am a Red Sox fan.
Yeah. Beaver pitch.
No, I'm like a big no. Red.
The minute I heard
I like
Reds,
a, yep.
That was pretty easy because I
time
left
to take
in
a
the,
sip of water.
I'm
Pete.
A Red Sox fan.
All right, 12-8. Yep. I need this. This is the last one, right?
There's three left.
Oh, three left. Okay.
All right, here's
plenty
the next
time.
One.
What are you doing out here? I'm cruising, man.
I want you to throw the next one at the
bull
mascot.
Why? I'm finally throwing it where I want to throw it.
Just throw it at the bull, huh?
14-8. Now
what did they
I
give
need...
Millie for a wedding gift? The meeting on the mound.
I don't remember that much. Honestly, I don't.
Candlesticks.
That's Bull Durham.
Yeah.
Millie is Sarah Susan Sarandon.
No.
Oh, no.
Millie's the hussy. Look at it. Oh, it all.
Nice
that.
Callback.
Right.
I love my favorite line of that movie is when Tim Robbins is like barely tolerating the conversation. It's Susan Sarandon, Kevin Costner, and Tim Robbins, and he's like trying to be interested in the conversation. He goes, so somebody going to go to bed with somebody here or what? Like,
that's baseball.
He didn't even
right
care.
There. Like, hey, what? Yada, yada. Pardon
me.
You. Sheesh.
I apologize. All right, Conrad, I need both of these. I need, there's two left.
So this one's worth two, and then the last one's
then
worth
the granddaddy.
Seven.
All right. Hold on.
Seven. Yeah.
I'm ready. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
You're going to need a lot more water, Schwab.
I'm going to need more water.
Here we go.
Okay.
Come on, guys. Two more laps. You're dragging ass. Jesus. Buttermaker.
Ah, bad news bears.
Glad I caught you.
Boom, boom.
I felt like you got off on the wrong foot last week.
That's what I thought it might be, but I didn't know that was part of the.
Huh. That was in my pile to choose from, too.
Was it really?
Yeah. It was way on the bottom. You can't.
16-8.
Wow.
I can't win.
Nope.
Even if I get the final question,
but
we're
let's
seven.
Because yep. I mean, Khan worked really hard on all of this.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You are a worthy adversary, Nikki. I don't think I am, but you've done very well. I should have known that bad.
You should have. I thought you were going to get it.
I didn't really look at the, not that that would have mattered. Well done.
All right. Here's the last one.
If you need me, I'll be in the refrigerator.
No doubt.
Hi, guys. I'm Richie. We know who you are.
Sandlot.
No chopper? My dad hardly ever lets me take the helicopter to school.
Bad news bears.
So what are you doing here? Well, I was wondering if maybe I can play with you guys.
Play?
No, I don't think this is such a great idea. Okay.
All right.
Basketball.
Not!
Come on.
Rookie of the year?
Forget it. You probably couldn't even hit a beach ball.
No. I'd hit off
Major
of you.
Major League.
No.
Angels in the outfield.
You think you're so hot. Put your money where your mouth is.
You mean bet?
Beaver
yeah.
pitch?
Five says she puts you away.
Bad news bears, too.
How about 10? No. Okay, seems a little steep, but 10,000 it is.
No, not 10,000. $10.
Oh, $10. Okay.
Oh, man.
Send McDonald's with this money.
Man, what?
Is this
no problem.
Done?
Mr. Fancy Pants over there's going down.
Master Richie, I do think it unseemly in the extreme for you to take these children's money.
Hey, what are you doing? Asking the old guy for batting tips?
It's a touchdown, Master Richie.
Burn it in!
The natural.
Burn it in.
No.
No!
Elite.
Ah! Yes! Master
not
Richie!
On the improved list.
Yes!
Who is it?
Yes!
This is not.
Yes! Yes!
Man! My lunch money.
All right, we give.
Lucky swing, I guess. Listen, I was wondering if maybe you guys could come over to my house.
Pee-wee, give him the money.
I don't want your money.
I said take it. You don't belong here.
No idea. Who is it?
Wow. Remember I said that the last one is going to have, it's not a baseball movie per se, but it has like this scene.
Okay, so
that
was
terrible. And you clearly only told Pete.
What was it?
And is that Macaulay Culkin?
It is. It is.
So, is that from My Girl?
No.
Home Alone 2? 3.
No.
What was the movie?
It's Richie Rich.
Because it even says Richie Rich in the clip.
It does. That's what I thought you'd get it.
Master Richie. That was terrible, Conrad. You did such a good job that entire time.
I thought you guys would get that one.
I kind of killed the party.
No, I'd get 7 points.
Good job, Conrad. Thank you for putting that together.
That was
kind
fun
of a lot of homework he had today. So thank you,
Richie Rich.
And you crushed me. Thank you.
Good
you
job,
did.
Buddy.
You did very well.
Good job, buddy.
Nikki Barefoot Zerjav. We'll come up with a good nickname because something's gotta.
No socks, Zerjav.
No. Sure, that works. Until next time, my friend. Thank you very much. We'll be back with Treasure Hunter, Bill Blackwell, with a name like Blackwell.
You know it's gotta be good.
Your first name has to be Bill. Sure. All right. Peach Wobba Nightlight coming right back. Song you need for the home stretch. Fantastic. Conrad, I'm sending you a picture that if you can post it to the chat when we have our next guest on, that would be great. That was fun. Thank you, Nikki Zerjav. Always fun when Nikki is in the studio. Right now, it hit me the other day. We've been on the air for about, 14 months now, thereabout, and we have not had a treasure hunter on the show. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to say that changes right now. It is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight for the first time, treasure hunter, Bill Blackwell. Bill, how are you?
Fabulous, Pete. Thanks for having me on. It's so nice to talk to you.
You too, buddy. Listen, here's been my joke the last couple days. With a last name like Blackwell, you have to be a treasure hunter. Does that work?
Well, listen, I never thought so, but about 8 years ago, my entire life changed, and part of it is because of you.
Really?
Just a quick story. I know we don't have much time. Your movie, Godfather Green Bay, came out when? When did it first come out?
2007, maybe? It was in Blockbuster?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, so 2007, 2008, I was in Blockbuster in L.A.
Oh, my gosh.
And my wife, Angela Black, and I, we were living there. And I went into Blockbuster, and there was your DVD. And it was in a bin with a bunch of other things. And I picked it up, like $5. And I brought it home because my wife is from Wisconsin, born there, and I turned, put it in, and within 10 minutes, I'm howling, and I, I'm telling my wife, you got to watch this. This is great. So as a result of that, blah blah blah, she contacted you, got a hold of you, I forget how, and we connected with you, and as a result of that, you got me involved with Bob Brown, who is a director, producer, Bonneville, and just, made another movie, Grounded.
Great guy.
And, and so during this period of time, I was out. I'd been introduced to treasure hunting by Robert Kesselring, my mentor, but for him, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. And I said, this would make a great documentary, and Bob Brown and Robert May became the producers and directors of it, and it all funneled through you. So all the gold I find is because of you. So a finder's fee is coming your way.
I would hope I would get a taste or something here. Come on, Bill. It's so funny. I've known you for so long now. I had totally forgotten how I met you until you just told that story. I remember getting Facebook messages from Angela. And she's like, my husband loves this movie. And by the third or fourth message, I was like, wow, I guess they really love the movie. I got a message back and now we're friends. And I think that's awesome. So thank you for renting. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, we had a 28-day shoot, Lust for Gold, A Race Against Time. It's airing on Apple TV right now. And the connections basically all came through you. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you for the trip down memory lane. I had totally forgotten about that. So, Bill, all right, let's jump into what you do. I find this fascinating. And I have to say, I don't know any treasure hunters, I don't think, other than you. So,
how
did you get into this? I know that we'll talk about the movie Lust for Gold, but you were treasure hunting before the movie. Where did this love of this hobby start?
Well, as you know, I was an entertainment attorney in L.A. for over 30 years.
Yeah.
My father, when my parents separated, he moved to Scottsdale, Arizona, which is outside 20-plus miles from the Superstition Mountains, which, if anybody knows about that, the most famous lost mine in the world is the Lost Dutchman Gold Mine in the Superstition Mountains. So when I would go over to see my dad in the summertime, on vacation, he would take me out, and he would tell me the legend, the lore of, you know, the Lost Dutchman, the Peralta Miners, all the stuff that was going on out there. And, of course, as a 10-year-old, you think, well, I'm kicking over rocks. I'm going to find gold. So I just had this, you know, in the background, I'm always looking on the Internet. Let's see who think they found the mine, this and that. And 9 years ago, I was just surfing, and I come across this five-part summary from Robert Kesselring, and it's got pictures and charts and this and that, and I'm going, oh, this guy's on this, and he's a missile scientist, he's not an idiot, and at the very end, he says, I'm looking for an attorney to do some pro bono work for me to try and get digging permits, and I emailed him back, and I go, I'm your guy, I got some time, I got some money, and I know about this. I didn't know if he'd ever respond, and he did, and so that's how I got into this. And it, you know, had I not seen that article, I probably would not have been into this, because you need to be involved with people that know about this if you don't know anything about it. And I've learned a lot over the last 9 years, and I've seen a lot over the last 9 years, and I've found a lot of stuff over the last 9 years. So it's spectacular out there in the Superstition Mountains.
It's so great. Like, you leave entertainment law, and then you have this, most people have a hobby of some sort, but treasure hunting is like a big, that's a huge undertaking. Let me ask you this, Bill. What defines a treasure? What are you looking for, something specific when you go out there, or are you kind of like, all right, tell me, please.
Yes. So we hunt for gold bullion bars and or coins. There are a lot of mines out there that if you want to go in and spend the time chipping away at rock and this and that, as prospectors do, that's fine. But this is like, you know, Mel Fisher found the Atosha. It took him 15 years to find the Atosha off the Florida coast. He was looking for solid gold objects, and that's what we look for, gold bullion. And there's a lot of it out there. The extraction teams never got back to get it. When the Spanish were coming through and doing all the mining and everything starting in the early 1600s.
Wow. So you know where it is, you just haven't been able to get to it yet, or you have an idea of what region it's in?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, no. So with regards, we know where a lot of it is, because there's things called scanners, and you scan the ground, and it shows you exactly what's down below the ground. So that's what the documentary is all about. For the last 4 years, I have been working on a Spanish treasure vault that I found that's part a vault, part a burial tomb, and within 30 yards of that are three other treasures, which we've scanned and I've metal detected. And so now it's taken me 4 years to get down to where I am now using a hammer drill to break through. The Spanish would use what was called caliche. They'd make cement. So it's like the last line of defense. They'd cement everything up.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, it's like hammering through granite. So, it's spectacular out there.
So when you find this stuff, Bill, let's say you get through the cement and you find gold bullion.
Yeah.
Do you just get to keep it because you found it, or is that something you have to go through a government agency or something to register? I don't know. How does that work?
Yeah. Okay. So there are two areas where the documentary took place was called the wilderness area. And the government basically says anything you find in the wilderness area belongs to the government. Well, there were some guys out there prior to us doing the documentary that had found some gold bars. And then got arrested, and they went to prison. And I called up the federal prosecutor, and I said, "Hey, we're doing this documentary. I don't need any problems with the government. Because we were expecting to bring up some gold bars, and some things happened, but that's another story." And he said, "Mr. Blackwell, he says I don't care what you bring out of the superstition. You bring anything out, but if it's treasure trove, then you have to." Let the IRS know, you have to pay treasure trove tax, which is 50%. He says those guys went to prison for tax evasion. They didn't go to jail for digging a hole in the ground and bringing out gold. He says, I wish I was going out there with you. So that takes care of that. On the other side, there's Arizona State Trust land out there where you can file a claim, and Arizona takes 5% of whatever. You got to file a bond. It costs like $3,000, and they want you to clean up any mess or anything like that. So that's how the two things work. So a lot of people are scared of the government, and you'll hear people, you can't dig out there in the superstitions, but that's not true. You can. If you find something, you just got to pay the tax on it.
My guest is Bill Blackwell. He is a retired entertainment lawyer who has the most cool hobby ever, and he is a treasure hunter now. There's a picture of Bill on the stream, if you're watching on the stream, in full garb there. Bill, how did you find out where to go? Are you a history buff, or is it word of mouth? How did that happen?
Well, when I connected with Robert Kesselring, he had written a book. Anybody interested in looking for treasure in the superstitions or just a history about the Spanish finding gold, his book is called Reading Peralta Maps, Volume 1 and 2. You can get it on Amazon. So when I hooked up with Robert, he took me out to some sites, okay?
Yeah.
And I started meeting people, okay? And he took me to this one site, and we met the guy that had gone in there and had found skeletons and had seen gold bars and had gotten covered over by a massive flood and everything. I was whacking away some brush one afternoon, and here was a linchpin that was holding up this big boulder, which means if you were standing in front of that, this was, the Spanish did this because they would booby trap stuff. The vault that I'm at right now is totally booby trapped. And, it's like Goonies. So anyway, we pulled that linchpin and that big boulder rolled down, and underneath that boulder was this etched map, treasure map, etched in the granite. And Robert knew how to read that. And as a result of him looking at that and reading it, it took us to the site that we're on now, where I've been digging for 4 years. It's just fascinating stuff. So it's just when you get out there and you have to know someone that knows kind of the area to go to. So that's how I got involved in getting to the areas that we're at. I just, happened to know people, meeting people that knew where things were.
Fascinating. Got a couple more questions for you, Bill. Okay.
Sure.
In an article you shared, someone did a write-up on you. It was very well done. You referred to one treasure as the Holy Grail. How many Holy Grails are out there when it comes to, aside from gold, do you know anything else there that would interest you or that you'd like to find? Is there something missing in that region or somewhere in America or North America that you want to find?
No, the Holy Grail that I referred to is the Lost Dutchman gold mine. Okay,
yeah.
Everybody's looking for it. We think we know. If I don't know which picture, did you put up two pictures on the screen?
Yeah, we put
or
up
just
the,
one.
We put up the one you sent where there were all these characters etched in a rock. It looked like in Arizona. It's kind of a red rock. You shared it with me in text yesterday. Can you see the stream right now? We can put it back up.
I don't. I sent two in today. One where I'm sitting on a rock where there's a face behind me, a big boulder face.
Oh, there it is. Yep. Okay, we got that up now.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Really cool. Okay. The thing I sent you yesterday with that the card face, is that what you had up as well?
Yeah. It looked like there were little etchings into the rock.
Yeah. That's a face. I said that was sitting 7 feet away from the entrance of where I'm digging. But the other one that I sent you with the boulder in the background, that's a face on there.
One of the clues
to the Lost Dutchman gold mine was if you find the face in the rock, it points to my mine. Well, to the right of me, which is out of frame, which you can't see, is a pointer rock. So what that canyon, Robert flew over it with a plane, took photographs and everything, and found a mine and the remnants of a house, because one of the clues was a house that next to the mine. And so we're pretty sure we know where one of his mines were. We don't know if it's the main one or whatever, because unless you take a sample of gold and assay it, and there's a known quantity of gold that he brought out that a person made into a matchbox, they can figure out whether that gold comes from the same ore. And so unless that's done, you know, no one's ever going to, you know, be able to determine whether or not it's a Lost Dutchman, because he never filed a claim. But that's just a reference.
That's
that face thing out there that I found was pretty cool. That's been sitting for 400 years.
That's amazing. I'll plug the movie, Bill, after we come back from a break. But thank you so much for your time. Good luck out there, and cut me in for half if you can, will you?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much.
All right.
Thanks, Bill Blackwell. Bye-bye. You're welcome. That's a treasure hunter, Bill Blackwell, our first treasure hunter on Nightlight. I'll tell you where you can see the movie. Coming up next is Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is John Legend, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down the night shift.
J.B. Thompson, the guy behind the guy, checks in on the stream and says, Pete Schwabba, the guy that is the guy. Thank you, JB. I don't know. I just got trounced in a quiz, so I needed that. I don't know where that comes from, JB, but I'll take it. I'll take the love. Thank you, sir. Thanks for listening, and thank you again for introducing us to so many great guests. The name of the documentary that Bill was speaking of is called Lust for Gold, A Race Against Time. One of my good friends, Bob Brown, is one of the producers. Bob also made a film called Escanaba in the Moonlight, and he is one of the producers of Bill's documentary, or Bill is one of the players on the show. It's on Apple TV. Highly recommend it. I watched it a couple of years ago, and it came out, and I'm just fascinated by the whole treasure thing. And it's interesting that Bill is just talking freely about where it is. I feel like some ne'er-do-wells could beat him to the punch, but I'm sure Bill's got all the tools, and it's a little more complicated than that. But great stuff. Thank you, Bill. Thank you for thank you, Nikki Zerjev, for being on the show. Thank you to Bill Blackwell. And thank you for all your texts. Our question tonight was, who is your favorite Cheers character? And I think we pretty much covered everyone except Cliff. But that's appropriate because no one likes Cliff. So thank you for all your texts and calls as well. We've got some great guests coming up. Tomorrow night, KP Anderson will be on the show. KP was the executive producer of The Soup, and he is a TV writer, and he is in New York. He's got several shows in development. Excited to talk to KP. Tomorrow night also we'll have Ben Katzner on the show. He's a Minneapolis-based comedian who's performing in Green Bay this weekend. So we'll have Ben on the show. And then how about this lineup on Thursday? You ready for this, Conrad?
I'm ready.
Mary Mack. The hilarious Mary Mack will be here to give the popcorn pick of the week at 6:35. She's so much fun. I can't wait to talk to Mary again. And then Music Act, 7,000 Apart in the second hour. That's like four shows worth of stuff all in an hour and a half. I'm taking out the opening I do. So really fun week. Rich Lucasio's here on Friday and Terry Barr for Barr Band Friday Night. I want to talk a little bit about Amelia Perez. I finally watched it in two sittings. This film has 13 Oscar nominations. And when you read about it, it really caught my attention when I read the log line. A drug cartel leader with gender issues wants to have a sex change operation, basically. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got to see this. That part of it is really interesting, that this person wants to go into hiding and feel like just wants to be the woman he's always wanted to be, basically. The interesting part of the film to me, I didn't love it, but the interesting part of the film was that that person who was a brutal murderer, even though he's this woman now who wanted to escape, is still kind of the same person. And it was fascinating. And he hires Zoe Saldana as legal representation to set up the surgery, get his kids taken care of with his wife. His wife is played by Selena Gomez. And he's just going to disappear, fake his own death. Well, then he decides he doesn't want his kids. He doesn't want to be without his kids. So he reappears in their life as their aunt. There's some really, really cool moments in the film. I understand why voters might have liked it, but here's the interesting thing about it. It got a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, and that's not science. That's, you know, sort of just a casual way to gauge something, but it was fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. When it comes to audiences, 18% of people liked it. It's not a great movie. It's an interesting concept, but I left this out. It's also a musical. There's singing throughout. It's very bizarre. I'd be real interested to know what people thought about Amelia Perez. 13 nominations. I think the record, I thought it was 14. Maybe it's 13, though, and they tied the record. I'm not sure. And now there's a controversy because the lead actress, they found some old Twitter tweets, and she said some not so nice things about people from the Middle East. So that'll be interesting to see if that affects her bid for Best Actress. Zoe Saldana's nominated for Best Supporting Actress. An interesting movie and a good swing. I just didn't think it was that great of a movie. It took me two sittings to get through it. So there you go. Conrad, what have you seen? You got a ways to go, right? You've seen like one film, two?
Let's see, actually. I said last week that I was going to watch Conclave, and I still haven't got to it yet. I'm binging a show right now, and I still haven't finished it.
Didn't you see Dune 2?
I saw Dune 1. I didn't see Dune 2. It does take me a lot to be like, okay, this is like a three-hour movie. I got to sit down to watch this
whole
thing.
Was Dune 3 hours? Yeah, I guess it was pretty long. I liked it. It was good. I don't think it's going to win Best Picture.
But I'm not usually excited about a podcast coming out. But Josh Radnor, who plays Ted Mosby, you know, I Met Your Mother, is making a podcast called How I Met Your Mother Was Made.
Okay.
And I actually, because it's him and then the co-creator of How I Met Your Mother. So I think that's going to be really cool and a lot of insights behind
it. I do think the world needs more podcasts.
Right?
No question about that.
I'm never really excited about another podcast, but I think this is going to be cool for How I Met Your Mother.
It's totally cool that these things exist for people that want to do a deep dive into something they really liked. Like that Cheers podcast we were talking about, where everybody knows your name, hosted by Ted Danson and Woody Harrelson. That's great. All right, we got to get out of here. So much fun tonight. Thanks, folks. Thanks for being part of Nightlight. As always, we'll be back to do it again all tomorrow. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.